33 minutes past the hour. Texas Standard Time, I'm David Brown. You may recall President Donald Trump's recent campaign rally in El Paso. Many of his comments about the U.S.-Mexico border have been disputed, but not this one.
Last year, Juarez had 1,200 murders. El Paso, right next door, a few feet away, had 23 murders.
The homicide rate in the Mexican city of nearly 1.5 million has long been much higher than El Paso's, but the number nearly doubled in 2018 over the previous year. Last month alone, 8 police officers were ambushed and wounded by gunmen. The U.S. State Department's warning Americans about travel to Juarez because of violent crime and gang activity. But to the president's larger point, how likely is it that the violence will spill over across the border? Natalie Krebs reports from El Paso.
Every day, thousands walk down El Paso Street in downtown El Paso. The busy street near the Paso del Norte Bridge is filled with commuters and shoppers. They chat in a mix of English and Spanish, passing stores selling everything from shoes to cell phones. Everest Chavez has run a small snack stand on El Paso Street for 2 years. Churros, corn, and sodas are bestsellers. Chavez says he's from Chihuahua City in Mexico, about 4 hours south. He's lived here for the past 30 years.
Yeah, El Paso is one of the safest cities in the country. I don't know in the world, but in the country.
But that change is just several hundred feet from his stand. When he crosses into Juarez.
It's safe, but not too safe. You must be careful.
Chavez is right. El Paso has one of the lowest murder rates in the country. Next door, Juarez is one of the most dangerous cities in the world for several reasons.
You know, it's like an onion. You can peel back many layers.
Eric Olson is a global fellow at the Wilson Center's Mexico Institute.
There is an expectation and an understanding that if you shoot somebody in broad daylight in El Paso, people will investigate and you will likely be caught and held accountable. There is no expectation of that in Ciudad Juarez.
Olson says escalating conflict between drug cartels is partly to blame for the uptick in violence. And he says Juarez has a lot of youth gangs. They can get involved in crimes like extortion and kidnapping to generate income.
And that actually tends to be more violent sometimes than the other conflicts between these big, huge cartels.
Even though the bloody conflicts don't cross into El Paso, it still matters.
People in El Paso is very concerned because the relation with Juarez is not only because we have the same border. Families are in both sides of the border.
Fernando Garcia of El Paso's Border Network for Human Rights. For many, Garcia says this sweep of violence brings back bad memories from the height of the drug war 10 years ago. Back then, in 2010, there were more than 3,000 murders in Juarez. Tens of thousands fled to El Paso. And now?
I think I'm expecting people specifically from Juarez coming, and obviously the rest of Mexico. But if we see another wave of violence in Juarez, we're going to see more Mexicans coming through the asylum process.
The crime wave on the Mexican side also has potential economic impacts on the U.S. side. John Barella is the CEO of the Borderplex Alliance, an economic development nonprofit.
What is a limiter is the misperception that El Paso and the U.S. side of the border is a violent and lawless frontier. That misperception, unfortunately, continues to be the case.
Barella says he often has to correct this misperception for those who may think twice before, say, having a conference in El Paso or moving a business to the city. At Everest Chavez's snack stand on El Paso Street, he tells me his business is slowing down.
It's not good. Not like in the past.
Chavez blames the gas shortage in Mexico, which is fueled in part by criminal gangs. The new Mexican president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, or AMLO, launched ambitious plans to address this along with other violent crime, which is at a record high in Mexico.
We have hope with the new president that it's going to be things better. So this is why I think it's going to change.
Though Eric Olson of the Wilson Institute says he's skeptical of AMLO's big plans.
The problem is that they've been in the past very sort of sporadic, you know, they happen momentarily. And then they die off and the problem comes back. So it's one of sustainability.
Everest Chavez and his fellow El Pasoans will be keeping an eye on the leftist leader and an even closer eye on what's happening just across the border. In El Paso, I'm Natalie Krebs for the Texas Standard.